الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أما بعد الأصل السادس من فقه الفتن لزوم الكبار والحذر مما ينفرد به الصغار إذا وقع الاختلاف ولا سيما فيما يتعلق بالفتن فالزم ركاب الأكابر في العلم والسن واحذر ما ينفرد به الصغار فإن في الشباب حدة تعجل بصاحبها إلى الفتنة أما العلماء الكبار فهم كبار في علمهم وكبار في سنهم ومع علمهم قد جربوا الحياة وانكسرت فيهم حدة الشباب وغلبت عليهم الهناء فلا يصدرون إلا عن العلم علموه ورأي أحكموه فهم عن العلم يصدرون وبالحكمة للواقع يفهمون والبركة معهم. يقول ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم البركة مع أكابرهم البركة مع أكابركم. رواه ابن حبان والحاكم. وسئل عبد الله بن مبارك وهو من هو بحضرة سفيان بن عيينة فقال نهينا أن نتكلم عند أكابرنا. ذكره الذهبي في السير. وانظر وفقك الله ما حصل من الصحابة عند اضطراب نفوسهم عندما بلغهم خبر وفاة النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. فعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن أبا بكر رضي الله عنه خرج وعمر رضي الله عنه يكلم الناس فقال اجلس فهبى فقال اجلس فهبى فتشهد أبو بكر رضي الله عنه فمال إليه الناس وتركوا عمر فقال أما بعد فمن كان منكم يعبد محمدا صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فإن محمدا صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قد مات ومن كان يعبد الله فإن الله حي لا يموت. قال الله تعالى وما محمد إلا رسول إلى الشاكرين. والله لكهن الناس لم يكونوا يعلمون أن الله أنزلها حتى تلاها أبو بكر رضي الله عنه فتلقاها من الناس فما يسمع بشر إلا يتلوها. رواه البخاري. فعندما تكلم أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وهو الأكبر مالوا إليه مع ميل عواطفهم لما يقوله عمر رضي الله عنه.
آمين. قراءتك اليوم لذيذة كأنك تقول شعرا.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. In continuation with our book فقه الفتن, الشيخ محمد الشيخ سليم الشيخ سليمان ابن سليم الله الرحيلي حفظه الله. He's still alive. Sheikh Sulaiman al-Ruhayli is still alive. He teaches in the Prophet's Masjid in Medina. He was a teacher in Usul al-Fiqh in Jami'ah Islamiyah. He's an associate professor now. Hafizahullah, Sheikh Sulaiman al-Ruhayli, well respected. One of the scholars said that he talks like Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen. And sincerely, if you listen to Sheikh Sulaiman, that's how it is. Just as if you are listening to Sheikh Usaymin. Rahimahullah. The Sheikh Sulaiman, in these usul that he gave, basic rules, basic guidelines about how to conduct ourselves during the time of fitna, during the time of uproar, during the time of confusion. He taught us how to handle ourselves, and he gave us some basic rules. These rules are about 26 or 25, but we are still on point number 6. Although the later points come short, 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 brief, brief, brief. But the first points at the beginning come this lengthy. The point we are on is what he called Al-Aslu Sadis. He says Al-Aslu Sadis min Fikhil Fitani Luzumul Kibar. From the basic things we need to take on during the times of tribulation is Luzumul Kibar, sticking to the elders. Stick to the elders during the times of fitna. He explained it, Hafizahullah. He says, وَالْحَذَرُ مِمَّا يَنْفَارِدُ بِهِ السِّجَارِ. And avoiding or staying away, being careful from things that are only known with youths, young people. If you see there's something, young people are the ones behind it, don't go near it. Stay where the elders are. So when you hear young people will fight in Nigeria, it means, oh, don't go near them. Avoid those young people. Avoid that affair behind which the people, the organizers, the patronizers, the young people, avoid it. So he said, مِنْ فِكْهِ الْفِتَنِي لُزُومُ الْكِبَارِ وَالْحَذَرُ مِمَّا يَنْفَرِدُ بِهِ الصِّغَارِ. From the basic rulings about fitan is to stick to the elders and avoid what the young people alone are known for. Leave young people alone. He said, رَحْحَفِظَهُ إِذَا وَقَوَ الْإِخْتِلَافِ. When differences and variance becomes spread amongst the people. وَلَا سِيَّمَا فِيمَا يَتَعَلَّقُ بِالْفِتَنِ. Especially when that difference has to do with fitan, tribulation. That difference and variance is widespread. People's lives are taken. Properties are destroyed. He says, حَفِظَهُ فَالْزَمْ رِكَابَ الْأَكَابِرِ. Stick to the footsteps of the elders. Rikab, the footsteps. Essentially, that is where, when you want to climb a horse, where you first of all put your leg. That is what is referred to as what? Rikab. So, falzam rikab al-akabi. Stick to the footsteps of the elders. Fil ilmi was sin. Elders in terms of knowledge. And elders in terms of age. Elders in terms of knowledge, elders in terms of age, the two of them combined together. Those are the ones you see. Agbalagba, age, afa, knowledge. So these are the people that we should stick to during the times of fitan. He gave us examples. If you go to places like Saudi Arabia, there are a lot of ulama. But they have hay'atu kibarul ulama. Elders amongst them. Amongst the companions, there are elders. And that was the hadith he gave us in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah. Inshallah, we are coming back to that. So even between Abu Bakr and Umar, Agbawa or Madewa, between Abu Bakr and Siddiq and who? Umar. Many of us are magbalagbama. So even among colleagues, because almost as you end calling the name of Abu Bakr, you quickly call Umar. But both Abu Bakr and Umar are referred to as Umaran. If you say Umaran, what do you refer to among Arabs? Abu Bakr and Umar. So if Abu Bakr was older and more knowledgeable than Umar, why is it that in that naming Umar is mentioned? Ulama mentioned two aspects. Al-Imam Abu Bakr al-Ambari Hafiyah Rahimahullah, he mentioned two reasons why it is like that. He said the first reason is that Umar ruled longer than Abu Bakr. The second reason, his voice was heard much more than Abu Bakr. It means from the things by which we know elders is that Orotiwa Kishekinu Kiyupo. So it means when you begin to hear the person talking, Omeke in the alarm. So he says when there is fitna, speak to the elders amongst the scholars. Two things combined, not just because he is elderly. He is elderly and then knowledgeable. What is penny dima? So we must be sure that they are knowledgeable, then they are elders. Not just elders without knowledge. Elders without knowledge, no. These are not the people he's talking about. But who are they talking about? Scholars who are elders. Not just agbalaga, not because of the age, because the companions used to think that the elders amongst them are the most knowledgeable. And to bati nima lagbalaga. But when he is now knowledgeable, see mati saw the agbalaga. Otuwa ni ojo ori, aha! Ojo ori kejinye wa funi khibra. Yo funi experience. Imati so di agbalagba ojo ori o wa fun ni ati nkan ti o ba npe ni oye anbo nbe lo ni inshallah tori oro oye lo je ko gogo ti aiwa eyan ma ko oye but awa tan ke lo ni ai ko oye mo a ko oye mo ke o mo lati nahwu wa sarf a man jump si jarh wa ta'dil. Inshallah, asoro die ni pa oye leni ki lo nje oye oye tan bi mayan ati oye teyan ko eyan ma ko oye le mo gbo odo agba mo gbe kini tumo o ti ko eko teyan ma nko lodo ti o ba ko nko ti o ti han ten ni to gbe odo agbalagba ba tin so re ska odo agba lo da pe gbe abi ya ke gbo odo awon agbalagba ki den oro yin ati ise sin ijo o ti ko oye yen so efin fi aye kiko oye ati ogbon sile o ku ka wa ko a ma nko omo keu ni but a ko ma ni ko sinu syllabus bi kaka lati nahwa ti sarfu ba from o ti di muhaddis jarh wa ta'dil ke se be won ni saaju sese ni. So إِذَا وَقَعَ الْإِخْتِلَافُ, when there is difference amongst the people, وَلَا سِيَّمَا فِيمَا يَتَعَلَّقُ بِالْفِتَنِ, especially if that difference, that tribulation is widespread, فَالْزَمْ رِكَابَ الْأَكَابِرِ فِي الْعِلْمِ وَالسِّنِّ, stick to the footsteps of the elders in terms of knowledge and age. وَحْذَرْ مَا يَنْفَرِدُ بِهِ الصِّغَارِ. We had read this part, we are just revising it. We should avoid what is only known with young people. Avoid the talks of young people. So when your people say, Soros, okay, avoid it. Or lasan. Or omadi, or awan omadi. So that's what is now common. The unfortunate thing is that in the Nigerian polity now, you see elders saying that our youths are agitating, you know. How can you be citing youth as a reason for what you elders will do? Can we be saying, our youth want to fight? Are you people reasonable? Are your youth the one controlling you or they take instructions from you? So don't follow youth. Don't follow youth. If you see an affair, I want to know who are those behind it. Youth, don't follow it. Don't follow it. So youth want to be president. Abdullah Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu is in Sahih Bukhari. Yata'awwazu min imarati as-sibyan. Ya'udhu billahi min imarati as-sibyan. Muwaso ku lodo, muwaso lodo Olorun ku lodo esu. Ku ni bi ma
ìwà lábẹ́ olórí ọmọdé kó jẹ́ pé mo wà lábẹ́ olórí yẹn ọmọdé ni yóò lo ìlòkulò. So if those youths become the president, they will destroy the country more than these people, if at all these people are actually destroying the country. If it is these youths we are saying, one of them said if he becomes a president, he will legalize marijuana. The first thing we do is legalize marijuana. Did you not read it in the news? So those are the people who want to become president. The elder brother of one of them said he will dance from somewhere to because he himself is not far away from youth. Because there's youthfulness in terms of knowledge. Who, if it, an elderly person is far away from knowledge, it's like a youth. Agbalagba to jina seko, omade lo una. Ti agbalagba ba jina seko, kini una. He's a small boy. If not a small boy, how can you say you will dance from Ede to Kafansham? Ọmọ kékeré ọ̀rọ̀ ọmọdé tí ìjó náà yàn pé kò wá jó ni ọ̀rọ̀ ọmọdé ni. So tí àgbàlagbà bá sọrọ̀ ẹ̀ ó jìnà sí máa ni tàbá gbọ́rọ̀ ẹ̀ lẹ́nu lọ jìnà sí máa. So those we should follow in the times of Peter Mufti, they are al-akabiru fi al-ilmi wa madha wa sin and age. واحذر ما ينفرد به الصغار فإن في الشباب حدة. Avoid what young people are busy with, because في الشباب حدة, young people have a kind of an energy and push. That energy and push تؤجل بصاحبه إلى الفتنة. That is the energy and the push that will push them into the فتنة. It will be pushing the youth. I no go greet. I will show this man now. Oh Lord, no. How do you take up wood to fight somebody holding AK-47? Oh Lord. We watch videos during the fitna. Young boys will carry a stick. The soldiers giving pow pow. It goes away. Who are you trying? One of them stoned an army man or soldier or police. We saw the videos. He was trying to run away. He didn't turn before he was hit by the bullet. He went down straight. So he has, as a youth, he has one energy pushing him that makes him think that his turn is faster than the bullet. The thinking that makes you think that turn is faster than bullets. Take a thinking fitina ni. Oko told you attend to the bullet Danny. He says, فَإِنَّ فِي الشَّبَابِ حِدَّةً. Young people have one kind of an energy. تُعَجِّلُ بِصَاحِبِهَا إِلَى الْفِتْنَةِ. It hastens that person into fitna, into trouble. May Allah protect all of us. أَمَّا الْعُلَمَاءُ الْكِبَارِ. As for the elderly and the learned ones, فَهُمْ كِبَارٌ فِي عِلْمِهِمْ. They are elders in terms of their knowledge. وَكِبَارٌ فِي سِنِّهِمْ. They are elders in terms of their age. وَمَعَ إِلْمِهِمْ. And in addition to knowledge, جَرَّبُ الْحَيَاتِ. What you read, جَرَّبُ. They have tasted life. They have seen life. Young boys today will be telling elders how to marry. What to marry? Nsokiva and Nancy marry. You are not handling your wife well. You. I've heard it before. No. It was not said to me. No. So young boys, they are the ones who know how to manage the economy of Nigeria. Go. Somebody who has never who cannot manage his mother's bread store. He wants to manage 250 million people. Fitna. Fitna. He cannot manage the bread store of his mother. Atesi ya epasita kole mojito. Onyo mojito gogo Nigeria. Ammal kiba jarrabul hayat. Siba wan agbalagba wan tiri. Oju tiri. They have seen a lot. So when you say, let's make it hot, let's fight it, Agbala goes up, ah. No. Because he has seen what you have not seen. And I keep saying this. My own father was in the forefront of the civil war in Nigeria. So I heard the accounts of civil war directly from him. If you hear civil war accounts, you will never try to say there should be civil war in Nigeria. Oh, Mr. Ben. I heard and I read. Odumegwu's account, Emeka, I read it. Olusegun's account. These are two major players. أما العلماء الكبار as for the elderly learned people فهم كبار في علمهم وكبار في سنهم they are elders in terms of their knowledge وكبار في سنهم they are elders in terms of their age ومع علمهم قد جربوا الحياة and in addition to their knowledge they have tasted this life وانكسرت فيهم حدة الشباب And that pushy energy that pushes the young people in kasarat fihim, it is broken in them. They don't have it. Their age and experience has broken it down with knowledge that they have. So they don't have the hidda of shabab, the energy that pushes the sharp. Let's scatter it. They don't have that. They don't have it. They have grown beyond that. وَغَلَبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَنَا Iron Kalaro Tumuro Galabat Ali. It has overrun their own minds. Al Ana, thinking twice about something. What I want to do now, what will come out of it, what I want to say now, what will it result to? If a man is not disturbed by Hidda to Shabab, if your DPO writes you a letter to come and you don't go, what does it mean? DPO. In your area, write you letter, come, I want to see you, and you refuse to go. You know they can leave you, but have they left you? Young boy will think that they have left me. I did not go, but agbalagba amakwenwo ti ifiole. If that happens with DPO, how about Inspector General of Police? Instead of then I send you letter DHL, come. See, I no go come. He sent police people to you, come. Go and tell him to come. You see, I no go come. They just went away. You think it is over? Young boys will think that it is over. May Allah protect all of us. So I'm just giving us example of Hidda to Shabab, the energy of Omakeke. There are big men in this country. Should I tell us one? Mashudu, Kashimawo, Olawale, Abiola. Was he a big man or not? Ijoba Muwale. Ineba Joba Jako succeed. Shuma Alazina Kot Jarrabul Hayat, Homo Lazina Yarifuna Hazi Hakai. I want to see Daye Ulumo the day. Akibajoba jaka jeri gbogbo o sele o lori ki joba yen goto ijoba ninu ede yin ede yoruba kile man so amuni mu kini so to ba lo ologun ogun re o le mu ogun e mu ijoba ti wa te je pe lede yin en so pe amuni mu ogun eyin le so pe mu joba ara yin le mu o e mo gbe ebe ngba to ba ya May Allah protect all of us. Fitna Oda. That's on ye. Fitna Oda. Fitna Oda. Our Lord Baba man so kwe. Al fitna tutana. Fitna ma sungeje tenyo. Wailun liman ayikazaha. Egbe kuma ben toji ile. Tore moko kamu. May Allah protect all of us. So the elders, Galabat alayhimul ana, thinking twice and deeply about something has overpowered their own thinking. Elders, once you say, let's do it, you say, Ejaru dadao, Agbalagba niyo masabe, let's think well, let's look well, let's observe, Let's find out first. Agbalagbani o so. Galabat alayhimul ana fala yasjuruna illa an ilmin alimu. So they will not stand up to do something except they have a knowledge about what they want to do. Wara'in ahkamu, or a kind of thinking they already perfect. What in mankaka kane panta afe lo si. But young people jump to things without having knowledge about it. Young people. فَهُمْ عَنِ الْعِلْمِ يَصْدُرُونَ. So knowledge is the basis that pushes elders. Knowledge, age. Say, okay, we can do this now. It says, وَبِالْحِكْمَةِ لِلْوَاكِعِ يَفْهَمُ. And with great deep wisdom regarding the affairs that is going on, they understand what goes on. Employing deep wisdom, they employ wisdom to understand what is going on, so they know what is going on. When you say they know, say no, don't do that, don't do that, go like this. Wallahi, may Allah preserve our elders. He now ended it and said, "Wal barakatu fihim." Odo agbalagba oni mimo lolohun tun wa fa libarika si. Wal barakatu. Ngba taru lo, won think of it forth and backwards. Al barika al barakat, goodness and blessings is still with even the elders ganga. So why will you leave the elders? Start running after young people. Youth. It's time of the youth. Do youths have a time? Youth. So any time can you? Who gave them that calendar? Who draw a calendar for youth? A joke with you. Yaqulu ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam al-barakatu ma'a akabirikum. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the blessings are with your elders. Elders in knowledge and what? Age. Yeah, the barakat will start from them. The blessings will start from them. They will tell you things by which you will avoid evil. They will tell you things by which when you do them, you will fall into goodness. Is that not barakat? What is the root of the baraka? Following the advices of the elders in terms of knowledge and age, experience. Yoruba people, what do you say? Agbaki wa le kiki ni sele. Kori omo. E wa so pe ori omo tuntun ko ma wo bayi ni ka gbo gbenu jake. La. We can't walk with our heads. It is kuffar who will walk with their heads inside Jahannam. Yes. Ori won fi fa won wona. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if a person say youth, he's telling us walk with your head on the ground. So when you are president, what will your father be? When a youth is the president, how will his father greet him? Baba re o do bale fo ko. Daddy, stand up. Your daddy will feel form at the gate before he enters Asorokko. It's not the place for the young people. Ayagbani. Think of it from any angle. Leave the elders to their places. So the messenger said, alayhi salatu wasalam, al-barakatu ma'a akabirikum. And if you will treat your father, if you are a president at 40, you want to treat your father in the way that you should treat him, you will break presidential protocols. Or will you not break protocols? You break security protocols. You can lose your life for it. So it's not a place for young people. It is for elders. Biden, no be small boy. if it is America you like, you want to follow. They did not choose young boy to be president. Shebi, the husband of Kim Kardashian, contested. Why didn't they vote for him? Because they want youth. So you don't be deceived that America also wants youth to rule Nigeria. Don't let that anybody deceive you on that. If America wants youth to rule Nigeria, have they made youth their own president? Biden is not a small boy, he's a grandfather. And his Jarrab al Hayat, he has seen life. Go and read his life. What he has suffered in his life. He had cancer, he had so many things in life. There's nowhere in the world where they make a child their leader except that it's the people are brought into fitna. Because young boys are like women. Young boys are like women. What do women want? Women just want to eat and drink and sleep. That's all. Basically, this is a woman. That's why you see those Yahoo boys. When they do the Yahoo, what do they do with it? What do they do? Buy phone, buy car, and then chop Chicken Republic and Mr. Vicks. Shawarma. What else? Because ni ojo ori kiru owo yen di owo yen e ki gbon de bi de yan se ma na ru e yo aha olopolo ti mo pe a o ti gbon de. That's how I recognize them when I see them. In to se lojo ori re yi o ti to se. If you wear a wristwatch of 30 million when you become 60 years old, at age 30 you are wearing a watch of 60 million. When you become age 60-65, watch of how much will you wear? You see now? And at age 55, you will not be able to work as hard. Let's say they work very hard. It's not Yahoo. Onsiche Daniel. It's your toshi at age 30 that makes you wear wristwatch at of 30 million. You can't do that work at age 65. So how are you preparing for that time? How are you preparing for that? So even the childishness will be so clear to my dear lad, because she said, "Era go 30 million lower than go ten. I go 30 million. He is going to have one of the biggest refineries in Africa, if not the biggest. Era go 30 million lower than go ten. Kilo kore akoko. Lamiko, Aliko." May Allah protect all of us. Al barakatu ma'a atabi. Al du'a agbalagba wa agbalagba wa lati ma'ari al barika. So we want to be president. One of the youngest people to have ruled Nigeria was Goodluck Jonathan. He became old immediately. Less than 6 months. Ewuti ulori. اقتربت الناس حسابهم اقترب الناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة مريض. So you see young people growing gray hair. Is it now? May Allah protect all of us. Young people, cool down. The age of youngness. At the age of youngness, you'll be following elders to learn how to be an elder. If you don't follow elders at the age when you are a youth, how will you know how to be an elder? It's this problem we may be having in the near future. We'll be having awon agbalagba ti o ma se bi omode tori wipe won o keko ti yan fi ma nlo agbalagba eko yen ngba ti yan wa lodo le yan ma nko. So tomba wa dagba nisin agbalagba ti won mo se bi omode igba awon agbalagba. I hope that we understand what I'm saying. وسئل عبد الله بن المبارك. عبد الله بن المبارك الحنبلي, one of the biggest scholars in Islam, رحمه الله, Sheikh Suleiman al-Ruhaili said, وَهُوَ مَنْ هُوَ, and he is who he is in knowledge and age. He was asked a question by Hadhrat Sufyan ibn Uyayna, in the presence of Al-Imam Sufyan ibn Uyayna. Sufyan ibn Uyayna is in the tabaq of Al-Imam Malik. Sufyan ibn Uyayna, Imam Malik. So one of his students was who? Abdullah ibn Mubarak. People were now asking Ibn Mubarak questions when Ibn Uyayna was around. Rahimahumullah. فَقَوَلَ نُهِينَا أَنَّ تَكَلَّمَ إِنْدَ أَكَابِرِنَا. Wọ́n ti kọ̀ fún wa ká mọ́ máa sọ̀rọ̀ níbi táwọn àgbàlagbà wa bá wà. Ibn Mubarak. I can't talk here. Sufyan ibn Uyayna is here. May Allah protect all of us. ذكره الذهبي في سير. الإمام الذهبي mentioned this narration in سير أعلام النبلاء. And Sheikh Suleiman said, حفظه الله, وانظر وفقك الله. Think, may Allah guide you to success. ما حصل من الصحابة. Think about what happened, what we saw with the companions رضي الله عنهم. عند انطراب نفوسهم, when their minds became disturbed, they were disturbed when the Prophet died sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anas ibn Malik said, the day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina, it was like the whole city was lightened up, lights. The day the Prophet died alayhi salatu wasallam, it was as if there was darkness in the whole of Medina. See, when we buried him, we hated ourselves. So they were in this confusion. Umar radiallahu anhu was saying that the Prophet has not died. He only went to see Allah, like Musa went to see Allah. He is coming back. The Prophet has not died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the Prophet will not die until all the munafiqun and the mushrikun die. Ó dìgbà tí gbogbo munafiki àti kẹfìrí bá kú tánàbí tó kú. Nítí Umar ń sọ nìyẹn ọkọ̀. Ẹni ìjọ̀wòdé bá ló pera ẹ̀ ní ọkọ̀. So, and one of the things that challenges the human mind most is when you love a teacher and father. When you love a teacher and a father, wallahi, your mind will see. Your eyes will be seeing as if you cannot see. So when that iqtirab, when that disturbance came in the mind of the companions, indama balagahum khabaru wafati nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they hear the Prophet had died, the news of the death of the Prophet reached them, they got into disturbance. Ibn Abbas said, radiallahu anhuma, anna Abu Bakr kharaja. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq came out. What happened on that day? After Salatul Fajr, who led that Salatul Fajr on that day? Abu Bakr. So he was going to a place called Sinf. He had a wife in Sinf. For you people in Oshogbo, like Owode, you have one wife in Oshogbo. You have another wife in Sinf. So after Fajr, he was returning to Sinf. He was on the way to Sinf when he heard that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had died. So he returned into Medina. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the house of Aisha radiallahu anha, and the clothes had been drawn across his face. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu removed the clothes and kissed the Prophet on the forehead sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Anta tayyibun hayyan wa mayyita. You are nice, Messenger of Allah, both in your lifetime and in this your death time. The first thing he did was to confirm that death. Ki se 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 omade niye. kese se se o madania. He heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam had died. He didn't come and start crying, he didn't, radiallahu. He first of all went inside, opened the clothes, saw him. So tikulo to uda sobo o tu waja de wa fawen to so fun pa nabi tiku sallallahu. That is not the way of youth. If you want to go somewhere with your father, what will he say? Ja koko mo bi tan lo na o se jari e ja mo lo ta wa to le e pe ta o mo ko mi logbon para bale. You to elders will say, hold on, be careful, take your time, they will do this. But the young one said, let's go, let's go. You see the gap between youths and elders. He heard that the Prophet had died. All those companions saying that Prophet had died, say one parole, sibe e je kin koko wo na ta na bi ti ku lo to ale isola ise ti agbalagba. So radiyallahu anhu. So Abu, this hadith was picked from the time after he saw the Prophet had, after he confirmed that death, he came out. Radiyallahu anhu. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. Wa Umar yatakallam. Wa Umar yukallimu nas. So when he came out, he saw Umar talking to the people. Oh people, listen, talk, this, that. Umar was talking. Faqala ijlis. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq said to Umar, sit down. Radiallahu anhuma. Fa'aba. But Umar didn't answer. He continued to talk. Faqala ijlis. Animoni ojoko. Who will tell Umar that? The only person that will tell him that is the person that told him. Radiallahu anhuma. Is the only person who will tell him that. And he told him, sit down. There's a lesson here. Among students, we should know who can tell themselves, sit down. As we are all here, we should know one of us, we should start and say, brother, sit down. And he will obey. So person, sit down. I sat down. May Allah protect all of us. That will happen when everybody knows his own limit. Tony Kalkuba Maware. Yeah, Lagbajalo Mansoro. Emi o gbodo dun be. So when he said that to Umar, for Abba second time, Umar still continued to talk. But Ashahada Abu Bakr ibn Siddiq. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, like you say, Inna alhamdulillah nahmadu. He just went aside. Inna alhamdulillah nahmaduhu, and started talking. Famala ilayhi nas wa taraku mala ilayhi. They went on to meet Abu Bakr ibn Siddiq. They left Umar. Why did they leave Umar to Abu Bakr? Agbalagba lele o julo ninu imo ati ojo ori ni won se fi Umar si went to Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu. When there is fitna, one small boy will be telling you, we not go green Nigeria, we not go green. Don't follow him, he will lead you to fitna. May Allah protect all of us. Faqala amma ba'd, after all the muqaddimat that we make when we give the speech upon the sunnah, Abu Bakr ibn Siddiq said, faman kana minkum ya'budu Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam fa inna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qad mata. Anybody who is worshipping Muhammad, Muhammad has certainly died. Daddy Kodi Mata. Our ikhwa just learning to fatu Samiya. If God comes before fi'l al-madi, what ifada does it have? At-tahqiq, daju daju o fi shale. Fa inna Muhammadan qad mata, the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, true, he has died. Wa man kana ya'budu Allah fa inna Allah hayyun la yamut. The one who is worshipping Allah, fa inna Allah hayyun, daju daju sure, Allah is what? Hayyun la yamut, Allah is alive, ever living, he will never die forever. Qala ta'ala, when he spoke, oro agbaniye, that is the statement of an elder. He now wants to add the statement of a scholar. How do you know the statement of the scholar? Qala Allahu, qala Rasul. He said, radiyallahu anhu, qala Allahu ta'ala, wa ma Muhammadun illa rasulun qad khalat min qablihi ar-rusul. Afa imma ta'aw kutilan qalabtum ala aqabikum. فَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ أَقِدَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا وَسَيَجِزِ اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ. What did Ibn Abbas say? He said, وَاللَّهِ لَكَأَنَّ النَّاسَ لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنْزَلَهَا حَتَّى تَلَاهَا أَبُو بَكْرٍ سِدِّيقٍ. It was as if Allah has not sent it down before until Abu Bakr remembered it and told us. Ati bi pe aya yen o se nu Quran ri, until Abu Bakr Siddiq was saying it, as if it was never revealed in the Quran. Was it because he went to start preparing, he wants to deliver a lecture? Yeah, I want to deliver a lecture. It's not about that. So that is knowledge. Iman. So he advised them, he gave a verse. The Umar who was talking, do you think he will continue talking? Firm. فَتَلَقَّوْهَا النَّاسِ مِنْهُ. Ibn Abbas said, people started reciting that verse from who? Abu Bakr. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٍ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. What was Muhammad except that he was a messenger? قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ. Before him, many messengers have come. So if he died or that he was killed, will you now turn on your backs and become non-Muslims because Muhammad has died? وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبُ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَا يَضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. Okay, anybody who wants to leave Islam because Muhammad has died, he will not cause any harm to Allah. So if you say Muhammad cannot die now, he has died. فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدْ قَدْ مَاتَ. And the Quran says, يَمُوتْ أَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. أَفْتَغُوا وَأَبْنِي مُتِي لَنُ بَنِي لَكَ أَنَبِي تِكُو كُلَوْبَا مُوسَى كَكَا كُلَوْبَا لَنْبِي يُتِي مُوسَى كَكَا تِكُو. Well, talks around that, you keep, shut up, رضي الله عنه. Ẹwà ni wọ́n fi jẹ́ Khalifa Ali ibn Abi Talib ni ó fi jẹ́ Khalifa Ali. Ó tí lè sọ̀rọ̀ bí Abu Bakr ti ń sọ̀rọ̀ yìí. Ẹ̀yin Shia radiyallahu anhu, the Shia say the Khilafa was supposed to be for Ali. Supposed by what counting? Who is counting supposed? When Abu Bakr is talking, you are looking for Umar or Ali or Osman? No. Even amongst them, they know themselves. The only person who can talk to all of them was Umar, and he was the one talking before Abu Bakr came. They went to Umar naturally. For me, this is evidence that the first Khalifa after Messenger Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was Abu Bakr, and the second was Umar. Because naturally they went to Umar, and he was talking before Abu Bakr came. When he came, they sit down. They didn't say, why are you telling Umar to sit down? When what you see that he said, Alhamdulillah, salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah, fataraku Omar wa malu ila Abi Bakr al-Siddiq. Please, ikhwa, when you are in the same class with brothers, know yourself. Ele oju mi lo akan jo wa class kanani. Yo ji o se mi ti mo wa re ni yen. So if Omar did that to him, say, you why not do that? Salafi, salafi ni mi, salafi ni mi, afa go kill another fa kanan. Eh, se gbe. Afa yin men to jura yin lo la ni ara yin. When students sit down, 10, 15, 20, 10 kill that. Afa mo egbe mo ni kaluku. But the better thing is that onikaluku na know yourself. So o tell me class kana ko lajo class kana lajo sugbon won ise be mi o. I would have narrated a story, but if you take our time, let's go. We shake Bunba, shake Ibn Uthaymeen and others. Well, let's go. Sheikh Muhammad Ibn Salih Al Uthaymeen was the one who narrated the story. He went with Sheikh Bin Baz to a halqa that was organized by Sheikh Al Imam Shinkiti Rahimahullah. He said, when the Sheikh said, Waja loko mantik, let's go and learn mantik. Pick your book, pick this, pick this. He said, I was thinking. Sheikh Bin Saudi, and he called to cover about Bin Baz, Nikil. This, in this country, I find it, come, let's go. So when they got there, he saw him. He was a man, black. Sheikh Uthaymeen said, black man. This man who is not a white like us. Nyoko Mufti Diaru. Bugwa makiu mawara are. Kunija kei ute. Sorry, I'm speaking too much Yoruba today. Says fatalaqaha minhun nasu, everybody, people began to say that verse, wama muhammadun illa rasulun, from Umar, from Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, fama yusma'u basharun illa yatluha, no human being was heard except that he was doing what was reading that verse, wama muhammadun illa, as if he just laqona them, he taught them how to read the verse newly. رضي الله عنه. فعندما تكلم أبو بكر رواه البخاري رحمه الله. This report is inside Bukhari. كسي 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 بخاري رحمه الله. فعندما تكلم أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه وهو الأكبر. When Abu Bakr spoke and he is the eldest amongst them. Malu ilayhi, everybody rushed down to him. Ma'a mayli awatifihim lima yakuluhu Umar, even though their mind, their atifa, their emotions followed what Umar was saying, but their intellect followed what who was saying. Abu Bakr said, but this is what Abu Bakr said. One of the brothers said to me during the week, he said, these issues, if one employs it when he has problems in his life, our problems will be solved. Don't do this one. Later you'll be saying Jazawullahu khairan. Jazawullahu khairan. So the sixth issue we must note about sitan is what? Luzumul kibar, sticking to the elders. Wal hadaru mimma yanfaridu bihi as-siga, and avoiding things that are known with young people. Bismillah, will continue the seventh one today. Al-Aslu Sabih, the seventh foundation from the foundations of handling one's self during fitna. It says, Min fikhi al-fitan luzumu ahli al-khayri. الوقلاء في الخير. From the things we need to note when there is fitna is what? لزوم أهل الخير. Stick to righteous people. Àwọn olùpayọ̀ Ọlọ́run ni kò dìrọ̀ mọ́ o, títí tí náà bá dé o. Al-Ukhla fil khayr. Those who are sound intellectuals upon goodness. They are intellectuals upon evil. They are the brain box behind evils. Who should you stay with? Those who are the brain boxes behind what? Goodness. I tell you, one brain box behind evil. If a man is a professor at 80 and he wants to carry Oshoshogbo inside a bottle to Cuba, what is he? They will be worshipping the God that he will carry on aeroplane from Nigeria to Cuba. He is supposed to be reasonable, Abi. Brain box of evil, anyone. Brain box of evil. So it means when you are living before the time of fitna, observe who are the planners of goodness. I want to answer quick. Go see why one plant, see da, see lu, mawao. Because you may not be able to find them easily during the fitna. If it is safe, it's not like I say, I'm a wah, I'm a wunikin loba, oh, ta nikin bikin nikin say, oh. One of the brothers sitting here during one of the fitna, he came close to death. Did you hear what I said? Those killing people entered his house in the midnight. Those who are slaughtering people entered his night in his house in the midnight, himself and his family. Only Allah saved him that night. They would have killed him. The next morning I saw him. By next morning he's in Ilorin. So if you don't know, who do I ask what to do next? I must move out of this city now. So where will you go to in the next morning? And if you want to fool me or belong, could you take one can you or be in Lenka? Oh, I've got money. So I'm about to feel it. See what to swing you, eh? You must go belong. Especially to Aja Yuba, I would say, my brothers in the north can do it. If you put a knife in his neck and remove it, he can still stay in that city for 50 years. I will tell South African. They say, Bamuchaba. That's what he will say. But Yoruba, oh, Bambala Galaga means Abumali. You will be cool. I will continue to cool you in Dubai. Joba Wuna. It's why we're not here. Baba, Yabo. Kosi kulo ji ba ye ti le ku ba ye Olorun ni pa yin ba ta lo so mu be Olorun ni pa ko fe ti oju ku bo ko fe ti oju orun bo si oju ku ko fe ku loju titi ko fe inu ku Olorun ku yo ba fe ku ka tu yo ba. When they release the knife from the neck of my brother, quick, he pack his load. Immediately. Oh, yeah. And he's been me. I know he was up alone. He's looking at me. I'm going to use the formula. Just how loud he ran. Any jawba? Don't pray a lot for him. If you are in that circumstance, we will see what you do. And that decision was a blessed decision. Jazawullahu khair. Very, very useful, brother. All those Arba'un Nawawiyah that you are hearing, he recorded it by himself. More than 14 years ago. He has many audios of me that nobody has. This brother, he's here today, and you will not know him because you can't know the stranger here. He's here. He has many audios, many classes I did when I was in the north. He recorded it at the time. TLC, Maji, Miss Class, Zoom, no. He has a cassette, a lot of cassettes. Abu, I won't mention his name again. So, min fiqhi al-fitan luzum ahli al-khayr. From the rulings regarding fitan is to stay with the people of goodness. Al-uqala fil khayr. People who are the brain boxes of goodness, stay with them. Ahli al-iman wal basira. People of iman and deep insight. Aw Allah rojinle. Oti ma ru oro yen. Oti ma bi toro yen lo. Wo wo se. Opolo ati arojinle. Ati irisi aye a ma je kiyan mo bi toro lo. Aye mo gba 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 so ta. In to se so le ni ti e ba se ru nkan ba ni se. Wo se pe. E tan ba so fun. Tin kan ba ba se le, nkan ba ni se le. Wo weju ko soro weju. This dunya has a sunnah. I said to someone one day, Jamba nduo de oni jamba. Baba dini leni now. He took it from me. He started saying it everywhere he went. He called me, said, I've been saying it everywhere. Jamba. Onduo de oni jamba. Onduo de adi odi odi. Iba ti odi ti jamba ti odi oni omo. Mwa jamba nduo de. Yo se ona pada. So cause it that so where junior this sort of where you so elders are the ones who know these kinds of things. Well, when you do this, it can cause this one. When you do this, it will bring this one. They'll be telling you, you'll be thinking, I say, oh, let's say, man, the ball on the coda, child, salafi. Yeah, why are you talking as if you know coda? When it happens, you will know that it is not that he knows coda, but he has experience. So stick to the elders, those who are the brain box of goodness. وفي العقل حجز عن الشر. When we stick to people who are intellectuals, العقل, people who make use of their senses, they are intelligent, they are intellectuals. The intelligence and sound intellect will prevent us from falling into evils. Why? He has thought of it. And when you do this kind of a thing, that is one of the meanings of al-aql. That you are able to think about the repercussion of everything that you do. If I do this one, it can lead to this one. If I do this one, it can lead to this one. Al-Imam Ibn Hibban, I like to talk a bit about al-aql, to be intellectual, to have sound intellect. Because like Imam Ibn Hibban said in this book, Rawdatul Uqala is a book about sound intellect. Ogma. I'm not talking about ilm. I'm talking about what? Aql. Eya ma ni ma ti oni gban yo go. Oni mi ma ni sugbo go. Yo ma wo ogo. Oto ni mejeji. Oto ni ma oto logbon. Ogbon ni ma si ma ha. Imanika o ma wo ogo. O ma soro ogo. Oro ti won ki so ni wo fi ma se khutba. The scholars would usually say laysa kullu ma yu'lamu yuqal. Ke se gugun te yan ma le yan ma so o ni wo ma so in te yan fi ma me te yan ma so ate te yan ki so o ma ko sinu nahwu ati sarf ati balaga ko sin be yan ma ko yen loto ni. So these ones are not learnt now again. It is from Nahu and Sarfu to Ijaqwa Tadwi. With Hidda to Shabab. So the things that you put the break will be removed. These are things, books like this, Bismillah. Learn about Akl and At-Ta'akkulu. Bole, ya te man di o jogba. Ya man kon di ke wo, wan di ke wo. You read books, learn books on it, yo. But we don't do that again now. So the least thing, if we cannot be reading books again like this to ourselves, we don't read books like this, forget about it. The nearest you'll be reading about them, they're the Adab al-Talib, books on Adab. Those are the nearest to these issues. But boy, if someone did your job, I don't care about that again. Look at Makeo, you must have killed him, Mary. You are my God, and you are away. One brother one day, he did like, he removed his box. He was chef, right? Oh, Allah, from Allah, how la la. See, oh, my king, lele. When Allah was talking about Ibadur Rahman in the Quran, what did he say? Wa Ibadur Rahman al-lazina yamshura. First thing, he was describing, he was sharing how they walk. Yamshuna al-arbi. He didn't talk about their iman. He's not just started talking about iman. No. He started talking about how they walk. If a lot of things he gonna let the book. Open his button, put his cap here. Many of people now That's how our own parents used to say to us, Ongori Kabi Keferi. Because to them, Keferi ni magborika. Ni just in their churches they don't wear caps. So but they feel like the church no fiti adiani. Yo sofi la yedi osuka. Why do you do that as a Muslim? These days it's even worse. Now that everybody is growing beard. Una ni ruba wala jo ni ruba. Wo wa de fila. E jo wo bu ba soro ni. Tawala salamasi. So we don't learn all these adab again. But the least thing I think I can do is to introduce us to these kinds of books. The first of them, and one of the most important of them, is Rawdatul Uqala wa Nuzhatul Fudala. Very good book. It was written by Imam Abu Hatim Muhammad ibn Hibban al-Busti. He's the student of Imam ibn Khuzaymah. He wrote Sahih ibn Hibban. If you hear Rawi ibn Hibban, Ibn Hibban was the one who compiled this book. Fortunately, you will gain two more things in it. You gain mufradat al-lughawiyya, vocabularies, and you gain nice ibarat al-adabiyya, nice literary expressions you gain from this work. In the first chapter in this book, he was telling us what is al-aql. Kinangpe lokbalona. That was what he went on to describe. فذكر الحث على لزوم الأكل وصفة العاكل اللبيب. He was telling us something that will make you like to be an akil. Ati the attributes iroyin awon lopolo al-labib awon ni awon alarojinle. Iyan man ko ban se bi alarojinle. Bo ni asma. Read Rawdatul Uqala. These kinds of books should be taught to be explained. Be explaining it. I would have read parts of it to us. So many issues inside this very wonderful book. One of my teachers said, if you don't read this book, it does not consider you as a reasonable person. I went to buy the book that time and I read it. Rawdatul Uqala. This is the tahqiq of Sheikh Hamid Al-Fiqi Rahimahullah. May Allah forgive him. A book also in that meaning is this by الإمام ابن الجوزي صيد الخاطر. صيد الخاطر ابن الجوزي lived very long. He's from amongst the descendants of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq رضي الله عنه, and Allah made him a great scholar from the scholar of Islam. If I say something now, you say ha. In his own halqa, sometimes he would have up to 90,000 people listening to him. It's here. And Allah made him convert more than 100,000 Jews and Christians to Islam. Ibn al-Jawzi. He wrote this book, Sayyid al-Khatir. When he became a learned and elderly person, he will now be sitting down to think about the past, things that have happened to them, and they have witnessed in life. And he started writing them down. It is those, how has life treated us? That is what he has written down now. He called the book Sayyid al-Khatir. To my knowledge, this is the most recent print of Sayyid al-Khatir. It is my fifth copy of this book. Five copy of this book. I have five copies of Sayyid al-Khatir. And the difference between this and the fourth copy is 120 pages. Because Sheikh Mu'adh ibn Iwadillah, who made this tahqiq, he came across more maqtutat, written hand scripts from Ibn al-Jawzi that were missing in previous copies. So he added it to his own. So I bought the book. It's my fifth copy. I bought it in 2018, our last Hajj. May Allah make us perform Hajj, Umrah this year for us, and Hajj bi-Iznillah. Otherwise, my first copy is this. Is binded again. It even caught fire. See, this copy you are seeing, it has been with me since 2004. If I tell you the owner now, you will shout, Sheikh Najmuddin Suleiman. He gave me this book. He said, be reading it every day. When you finish that again, Allah will give you intelligence. Wallahi. He gave me this book. I'm sure he himself does not know where this book is. It has been with me since 2004. I have not had a child since before this book come to me. And my first child is 18 years old now. Sayyid al-Khatir, very good book. You will know what is dunya. Yoruba to say ima lo ko o ti ko ogbon ma ima lo se soro ba. Please read Sayyid al-Khatir. Read a nice tahqiq. This tahqiq that I show you is the tahqiq of Sheikh Abdul Salam Alush. Very, very good. The first one is better because of what I mentioned. That's the tahqiq of Sheikh Abu Abdullah Tariq ibn Iwadillah. He's a very big scholar of hadith in Egypt. I'd mentioned Rawdatul Uqala and Sayyid al-Khatir. There is Dhammul Hawa, also by Ibn al-Jawzi. Dhammul Hawa. Ipeni la kesi ni pa ima telefenu. That's all about this. Calling our attention that we must be careful about following our desires. So, this very useful book, Dhammul Hawa, by Imam Ibn al-Jawzi. Very nice book. So he tells you, kini tuma hawa ifenu, kini tuma kilolon dafenu fun. Why has Allah given us our desires? And what are the controls for desires? The controls for desires are two. Al-wahyu wal-aql. Revelation and what? Intellect. The two of them will be controlling what? Hawa. Opolo ni o so fun pe iya mi se wa je ni yawo. Opolo, your mind, intellect will tell you that your mother cannot be your wife. The deen will tell you how to marry a wife. That's not just any woman outside now that you can now take as your wife. So these are the controls for Hawa. You read a lot about all these issues about Hawa. In Zammul Hawa. A near book like that is Kitabul Akhlaqi Wasiya by Imam Ibn Hazm Abu Muhammad al-Andalusi. Kitabul Akhlaqi Wasiya. Àwọn eléèdá fún ọ lẹ́yìn náà wà ti sọ́rùkù ju kó máa sọ fún wa tí rajá fún wa tàbí lọ gbogbo ẹni mo fi sọ nígbà tó bá mọ eléyìí tán kó tó sọ pé ó fẹ́ kọ́ náà járù wà tàbí yóò rí nǹkan dé bá lára rẹ̀. Because these books will also teach you how to relate with Allah. Bó o lẹ́rú ṣe máa ń ṣe pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run ọba rẹ̀. Ẹ mọ̀ gbọ́n wá sí ìtawọ́n sọ pé lọ́mọ Ọlọ́run wọ́n kàn sọ pé kọ́ lọ́mọ Ọlọ́run ni wọn ò kọ́ wọn má ṣe lè mọ̀. Wọ́n ṣe sọ pé ẹ lọ di kápíntà kó sì di kápíntà bẹ́ẹ̀ náà. Ṣé ẹ̀yà máa di kápíntà láìkọ ni? Does someone become a carpenter without learning carpentry? So how can you know Allah without learning how to know Allah? Ẹ máa gbọ́n lórí mímọ́ rẹ̀. Ṣé Yorùbá mú ọ lọ? Ọlọ́run ní fáàbù dín ní kábìlì àyà kan sọ ni kò mọ tó ń sọ òye òun gangan. Imam Zahabi rahimahullah ó ní ìsánú ni. Láyàrífù nàfsàhù kẹ́yìfà yàrífù gẹ̀yìrọ̀hù. How? An individual does not know himself. How does he know another person? Ẹ̀tọ́ ẹ̀ tí o máa tó ń sọ. Bóò lẹ́ tó ń lísìn sí o sì máa tẹ́ ń sọ. Oúnjẹ tó ń sọ̀rọ̀ o máa tó ń sọ. Kò yé. Ẹ lọ mọ ọlọ́run. Ká lọ mọ ọlọ́run níbo. Bí wọ́n ti mọ ọlọ́run. Ta ni ojúwe ọlọ́run fún wọn? Wọ́n kàn sọ lẹ́nu ni. So if we say ẹ lọ kọ́ ọgbọ́n àti ọpọlọ agbọ́dọ̀ ju wa níwe ọ̀nà wo láàgbà táwa náà ó fi jẹ́ ọ̀jọ̀gbọ́n. Mi sọ pé onímọ̀ o ọ̀jọ̀gbọ́n a máa kọ́ ọgbọ́n. Kitabul Akhlaqi Wasiya is in that category. If I tell us this nuskha of Kitabul Akhlaqi Wasiya, the tahqiq was done by a woman, a German, non-Muslim. She's a researcher in Arabic. She found the manuscripts written by, it was stolen by Europeans. There are a lot of manuscripts of books of hadith amongst Europeans. And she had a lot of jinnah, a lot of people who were. She said, you don't have jinnah, you don't have jinnah. She said, you don't have jinnah. She said, you don't have jinnah. Gba orí adé ọ̀ni dọ́là on dọ́là tó jí ló fi gba orí adé ọ̀ni ó lè burúkú. Kitabul Akhlaqi Wasiya by Imam Ibn Hazm al-Andalusi is a very good book on these issues. He even was discussing about brotherhood, how do you relate with your brothers, how do you relate with your teachers, how do you relate with your friends, how do you relate. So very nice. It's not just about hadith. There are ahadith, but ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọbẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ experience ìgbésí ayé ni wọ́n fi gbé àwọn nǹkan yẹn kalẹ̀. Ìgbésí ayé àwọn àfa ni wọ́n fi gbé kalẹ̀. Very nice book. Wallahi, very nice book. All these books, may I have read them all. So I encourage us to read them. There is Al-Azkiya, àwọn ọ̀jọ̀gbọ́n. By Imam Ibn al-Jawzi, Al-Azkiya Ibn al-Jawzi, àwọn ọ̀jọ̀gbọ́n. So he'll be telling you about zakah, ọgbọ́n àti òye zakah. He'll be telling you about them. How do you know that somebody is intelligent? He mentioned sifatul azkiya. What are the things that when a person involves their knee or ọ̀jọ̀gbọ́n? Ibn al-Jawzi mentioned them in Al-Azkiya. Very good. We have Talbisu Iblis, also by Ibn al-Jawzi. Eman Ibn al-Jawzi, that is his work. Ula qalara wa yaga in that aspect, Ibn al-Jawzi. Talbisu Iblis, awon itanje ishu. You see how big it is? This copy occurs in about 550 pages, but it is mukhtasar, it is summary of of the actual book itself. Tell Tom McKinney, sir. He won't have time for Facebook. He won't have time. He needs time for Facebook. He won't. I tell you this, he won't. He will be reading some things he does not understand. Tell my wife, I shall I even know what you are most of it. So people are busy with things that they are not busy on my damara, read books that will benefit you first, then others. May Allah protect all of us. Because this chapter, this point is about sticking to the people of intellect. Agbodoma, what does it mean to say that someone is intellectual? Or jogmaleya, bo lo se mo. Go and study first. You know that. And you don't have to allow your study to wait till the time of fitna. Because it's difficult to study during the times of fitna. I think we can stop here today. We can ask a few questions and call it a day. I hope that we, in the next class, can stop this discussion for now. After the next class. The next class after that bismillah will be discussing issues about how to get ready for Ramadan. Because now we would have been in Ramadan in 2 weeks time. Allahu Akbar. Okay, we'll divide the next class. A part of it to read our book and a part of it to remind us about basic things, just by way of reminding ourselves regarding Ramadan. May Allah make it beneficial to us. Please, brothers, buy these books. Don't go and find email copy. I don't control you now. Go and download it. I've downloaded it. If you download it, print it and read it as a book. Read it as a book. Read books. Because what you read is virtual in your mind. What you read in virtual, it's also virtual in your mind. This Rawdatul Uqala, if you open it, you see all these books. If you open them, you see the writings, notes I was making. If I read it online, will I make notes? And if I read the notes, I will know for what reason I made those notes. It will come back to my mind. I can just make no style of thought. That's why I'm okay right here. Not just data. These days, data. Talib Ulim, you know Talib Ulim must have data. Talib Ulim should have books. Don't waste your money too much. As I came in, I saw one of the books there. Adabu Dini wa Dunya by Imam al-Marwazi. Very good book. I have a new copy. A very new copy. Nice tahqiq. I saw a copy there too. I don't think it is a bad one. Adabu Dini wa Dunya by Al-Imam Al-Marwazi. Let's read books that will help us regarding our lifestyles and nice conduct. I think we can stop here. Let's take just one question. طيب سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك